Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. Today we have a very special message from our other friends at Sky Ocean Rescue. Together with WWF, they are working to protect our oceans and restore their amazing natural beauty. And there's lots of fun ways that you can get involved too if you visit wwf.org.uk/ocean-heroes. You can even find out what your ocean superpower is. And now it's time for today's episode, The Octopus's Suitcase. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct.
Oh. Today on the ship, it is a very important day. It is Friedeline's birthday. So everybody is making a big effort to make her feel special.
Oh.
All the Jiffs were in the kitchen, watching Albert and Miss Katie make Friedeline's favourite breakfast of porridge with gooseberry jam.
Why, we've got a lovely day planned for you, Friedeline. After we've had our Jifflin breakfast, we're all going to sing Happy Birthday.
And give you a special birthday present.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I do certainly feel like a very special little Jiff indeed.
Everybody smiled. They liked it the most when a Jiffling felt special. So they all sat down to eat. But suddenly...
Ooh, hee-hee, woo! Look, everybody, it's me, Young Pumpkin.
Everybody looked up, and there was Young Pumpkin swinging from the kitchen lampshade.
Woo-wee, I'm doing fantastic acrobat tricks. Look, I'm ever so bendy, like an elastic band. Oh, Young Pumpkin, you must get down. It is simply not safe up there on the ceiling.
Young Pumpkin looked down, but as he did, he lost his grip on the lamp.
Oof.
Oh, Pumpkin! You've splattered yourself right in the middle of breakfast. Indeed, he had. There were little bits of porridge everywhere and blobs of gooseberry jam dripping from his long, scruffy hair. But nobody wanted this to ruin Friedeline's birthday, so all the Jiffs helped tidy up and put away the bowls, and then they padded out onto the deck to give Friedeline her special Jiffling present.
Oh, this is very exciting.
Hedge went over to their secret birthday hiding place, where they had stored Friedeline's present. But...
Hey!
The Jifflings had wrapped the gift inside an old pillowcase, but when Hedge bent down to pick it up, the pillowcase was gone, and the present was just sitting there on the deck.
Like, wait a minute, man. Friedeline's present is already unwrapped.
Hey, we can't give it to her like that.
Unwrapping a present is the best bit, because it's a big surprise. Then the Jifflings got another surprise. They turned round to see Young Pumpkin, who had tied the pillowcase to the mast and was using it like a maypole, holding onto it and swinging round and round the mast, doing a silly pumpkin dance.
Woo-wee! Look, everybody, it's me again, Young Pumpkin. Ha-ha! Woo-wee!
Boy, come on now, Pumpkin. Stop showing off. It's not your special day, it's Friedeline's.
Young Pumpkin stopped and looked down.
But... if everyone is thinking about Friedeline, you might forget about me altogether.
Well, even on birthdays, that sound meant the Gifflings all had to help heave in the object that had been lost or thrown away on Earth and was now caught in their net. The object landed on the deck with a clatter. It was yellow and boxy, with a little lock and a big handle. Albert was the first to guess at what it could be.
Way, I think that is a window box for planting me lovely flowers in. Huh, I think this must be the desk tidy opera, so we can organise all of these things on our important Gifling desk.
Then Miss Katie stepped forwards, for she knew exactly what the object was. She hopped up onto the story seat and began her tale. This is the octopus's suitcase, and my old dentist, Dr. Licorice, told me all about it. Once, in the middle of the deep blue sea, there lived a little octopus called Otto. Uh-huh. He was an only octopus, which meant he was the only child his mummy and daddy octopus had. But that didn't matter, because they still loved him very much. Oh. Now, even though Otto's mum loved him more than the whole sea, sometimes she had to go away on important trips for work. So she would pack her octopus suitcase and wave goodbye to Otto. And Otto would stay home and play lovely games and paint the rocks on the seabed and have all sorts of fun with his dad, who never went anywhere. But one day, when it was time for his mum to pack her suitcase and go to work, she didn't leave at all. Instead, she said,
"We have a big surprise for you, Otto. You're going to be a big brother."
Well, Otto was excited. And sure enough, very soon, his mum had given birth. Not just to one new baby brother, but two. They were called Helio and Theo. And Otto's mummy and daddy loved them both very much. But Otto felt a little bit confused. At first, he thought that with his dad and his mum at home, they would spend even more time with him. But it seemed like whenever he tried to play games or have fun with his parents, the babies would start to cry and he got even less attention. Then Otto felt sad because he worried that there just wasn't any spare love left for him. So he packed up his mum's suitcase with all his favourite things and sneaked down the stairs to leave home. But just as he got to the door, his mum stopped him.
"Otto, just because you have brothers now doesn't mean we don't love you any less. Love only grows. It never gets smaller, so there's always enough love for everyone."
So, Otto's mum gave him a big octopusy hug and, as everybody knows, with all their big long tentacles, an octopus hug is the best in the whole sea. Then, Otto realised his mum was right and that he didn't need all her attention to still be important. And so, Otto put away the suitcase and forgot all about it because he realised that he was still important, even though someone else might be getting a little bit more attention, just for now.
Aye, and now we've got the suitcase, so we better reuse it.
Yes, Albert. So what might be a good use this time?
I think we could fill it with pillows and use it as a den for sleeping and snacks. And then, like, more sleeping, man.
Maybe next time, Hedge. But then, young Pumpkin stepped forward, for he had a most wonderful idea.
"Why don't we use the octopus's suitcase to put Friedeline's birthday present in? And then, when she opens it up, we can all sing happy birthday."
Yeah.
Yay!
Aye.
Well done, young Pumpkin. That is a perfect solution. And so, all the Gifflings gathered around and sang happy birthday as Friedeline opened her gift, which was a lovely Gifling patchwork quilt that everybody had taken turns to sew. And then, after such a lovely day of celebrating, the Gifflings put on their nightcaps and stretched. And then, it was time for bed. Good night, young Pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, Lake.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night, night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the hedge is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Bottleship. We'll have a new episode up every 2 weeks. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoyed the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings? That's right, like this one from Great Britain. It says, "To Bottleship, I love your episodes. My favourite character is Miss Katie, and my mum's favourite is Hedge. I have a cat called Dante and a horse called Star. I live in Romsey in Hampshire, UK, and my name is Evie. I love your stories. Please write more."
Woo! Thank you, Evie. Your horse and cat sound very special. Yeah, thank you very much. And we have this review from America. It says, "Hi, I listen to these stories every night, and Miss Katie is my favourite GIF. My name is Aubrey, and I am 10. Well, almost. I hope you never stop. I listen to them at night and in the car." Well, that's a lovely review, Aubrey. Thank you.
Like, yeah, man.
Yes, thank you all very much. And thank you to everyone who listens to Bottleship. We really are very grateful. And if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye.